Uyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walamukela ku Studio 7 ngolesithathu umhlaka 9 lwezi 2016 ngupraxitus Jeremiah. Endaweni zethu lamhlanje, okhethwe ukuba ngumongameli welemelika kukhetho olwenziwe izolo umnumzana Donald Trump, wethule amazwi akhe owamukela ukunqoba kwakhe ethembisa ukusebenza lezizalwane zalelo lizwe zonke. Unkosikazi Hillary Clinton laye wamukele ukunqoba kwaTrump wathi uyamtshayela ihlombe. Umphathintambo wezokwethulwa kwembiko izindaba lemisakazo uDr. Chris Mushowe wele Zimbabwe utshele iphephandaba le The Herald ukuthi uhulumende wakhe ulethemba lokuthi umbuso kamnumzana Trump uzafuzelela ubudlelwano obuhle lele Zimbabwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Okhethwe ukuba ngumongameli welemelika kukhetho olwenziwe izolo umnumzana Donald Trump wethule amazwi akhe wokwamukela ukunqoba kwakhe ethembisa ukusebenza lezizalwane zonke zalelo lizwe kungakhathalekile ukuba ngezeliphi ibandla lezombusazwe. UTrump uthe labo akade bengamsekeli uyabamukela labo ukuthi basebenzelane laye ukuthuthukisa ilizwe elemelika.
I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help. So that we can work together and unify.
Kulabo abangangisekelanga ngiyazi bakhona abalutshwana ngiyalinxusa ukuthi sisebenzelane sibambane sithuthukise ilizwe lethu njengoba ngatsho ekuqaleni komkhankaso wethu. Umkhankaso lo asomkhankaso nje kuphela kodwa indlela elethe iyabaningi
for themselves and for their family. It's a movement comprised of Americans from all races, religions, backgrounds and beliefs.
Uthena uzaqhubekela phambili ngokusebenza ndawonye ilizwe. Uthena umnumzana Trump ngokusebenza ndawonye ilizwe lizathuthuka. Kuthi ke ngalinye icele ngale unkosikazi Hillary Clinton onqotshiweyo laye wamukele kunqoba kwakhe uTrump wathi uyamtshayela ihlombe umnumzana Trump wambonga. Wabonga labasekeli bakhe ngokumphathisa kulolu khetho.
Lo ngumkhankaso wabantu abehlukeneyo abemhlobo ehlukeneyo lokholo lehlukeneyo esifuna ukuthi uhulumende wethu asebenzele uZulu. Izolo ebusuku ngitshayele uhlombe umnumzana Trump ngamthembisa ukuthi sizasebenza laye ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lethu. Ngilethemba lokubana uzaphumelela ukuba ngumongameli woqotho wabantu bonke belemelika.
Lokhe sikudaba lwempumela yokhetho lokudinga umongameli kwelemelika. Umeli wemelika eZimbabwe umnumzana Harry Thomas Jr. uthi yena akaboni kusiba lenguquko kundlela uhulumende wakhe azosebenzelana ngayo lele Zimbabwe. Kungakhathalekile impumela yokhetho lokudinga umongameli elizweni lakhe. Intetho lezindaba yethu uMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uthola mazwi uAmbassador Thomas emkhosini obusemba ofisini ohlangothi olubona ngezokukhulumisana loZulu olwe Public Affairs Section lamhle kuseni wokulindela impumela yokhetho lwelizwe lakhe. Ethi aleqiniso lakho ikuba uhulumende weMelika uzoqhubeka eqinisa imikhankaso yakhe yokulondolozwa kwelungelo loluntu lokuqhutshwa kokhetho oluzayo ngendlela esuthi uZulu weZimbabwe.
We can't predict the policy of the next president of the United States, and I would not be so presumptuous to try to do that. But I really believe that our policy, our principal policy in terms of human rights, support for a free and fair election in 2018 in Zimbabwe will continue.
Wathi uleqiniso njalo lokuba ezoqhubeka ngenhlelo abekade esekela elizweni uhulumende wakhe okubalisa ukutholisa usizo kwezempila kahle ukudla ngalesi sikhathi sendlala lohlelo lokuthuthukisa inkokheli yabasakhulayo olwe Young African Leaders Initiative yali lezinye ezinengi. Abaze emkhosini wokudla kwekuseni o-US Presidential Election Breakfast banikeze imbono ehlukeneyo phezu kwempumela yokhetho lweMelika lapho umnumzana Donald Trump webandla lama-Republicans enqobe unkosikazi Hillary Clinton wama-Democrats. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Peace Center umnumzana Trust Mamombe uthi limpumela itshengisa ukuba izizalwane zeMelika zizwisisa obekuchiwa nguTrump okungazwisiswanga ngabantu umhlaba wonke.
Bona wami ielection lay ithi yona hayi thina amaAmericans esenza latho wethu asisa qhakathekisa umhlaba wonke nje jikelele sebenza okwabo and yidemocracy yakho.
Banengi abekade bekhangelela unqoba kukankosikazi Hillary Clinton okubalisa umnumzana Nqaba Machazi ongumhleli kwelinye lamaphephandaba elizweni obelesifiso sokuba ngabe kungene owesifazane kulesi sikhundla.
Indlela abenza ngayo noma ungathabanga ukuthi mbano onganqobanga uyaqhelisa ukuthi benza kuhle. Bakhucuyile ngatho njalo ukuthi lukhetho nje kuyadlula kusasa, kodwa kusasa abalesizwe kumele basakhe. So nxa kunje so kuyathokoza ukuthi abantu bayakwanisa ukuvota bengazange baxabane.
Unkosazana Faith Ndlovu ngomunye wabaphatheke kuhlelo lokuthuthukiswa kwabasakhulayo olwe Young African Leaders Initiative yali laye uthi bekhangelela ukuba unkosikazi Clinton nguye ozonqoba kulolu khetho.
Nxa ngikhangele uTrump ngimbona engumuntu ongahloniphiyo amalungelo awesifazane. Ngibona futhi engumuntu ongahloniphiyo abantu abangomama. Ngibona futhi engumuntu ongathi akafosifulu kakhulu ongathi akazisithandi kahle labantu. Ngakho ngiyadana nxa ngimbona ekhokhela, kodwa nxa ngikhangela uClinton ngibona engumama oyichampion for amalungelo abomama.
Umangalisa abanengi umnumzana Donald John Trump ngokunqoba kulolu khetho esiba ngumongameli wesimashumi mane lanhlanu welemelika lanxa iningi labantu belikhangelela ukuba kuzokuba ngunkosikazi Hillary Clinton webandla lama-Democrats ozonqoba. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
Unjalo nje umphathintambo ozokwethulwa kwembiko izindaba lemisakazo uDr. Chris Mushowe utshele phephandaba leThe Herald ukuthi uhulumende wakhe ulethemba lokuthi umbuso kamnumzana Trump uzavuselela ubudlelwano obuhle leZimbabwe obabukhona kudala. UDr. Mushowe uthe eleZimbabwe liyahlonipha izifiso zikaZulu weMelika ngoba ekhulume kwazwakala ngevoti yakhe. ukuthi ke impumela yokhetho oluqhutshwe eMelika lokudinga umongameli lolu luchiye umhlaba jikelele umangelo ogoqela abesifazane abaphatheke kwezombusazwe eZimbabwe asebeveze ukudana kwabo bethi unqotshwa kukankosikazi Hillary Clinton kubachiye esikhaleni ngoba kunengi abakade bekukhangelele uma ubenganqoba. Unompumelelo moyo usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Unkosikazi Patricia Chabalala, umqondisi weVulindlela Children's Home, uthi ngempela balokudana okukhulu ngokunqotshwa kukaClinton, ethi njengowesifazana ubekhangelele ukunqoba ukuze inhlelo zabesifazana labantwana zithuthuke emhlabeni jikelele ngoba iMelika kuyiyo eba yisibonelo enhlelweni ezinengi.
Mina ngathi ukuwina kwaTrump lokhu akundithokozisi ngoba uwise umama. Mina ngokwami kakhulu ngikhangelela ukuthi omama bonke ngilapha kithi eZimbabwe ngikhangelela ukuthi omama bonke abamayo bemele ukuthi bangene kwezombangazwe ngibafisela ukuthi bangene banqobe babe ngabakhokheli kwaKlinton kunzisa ubuhlungu kakhulu.
Obona ngezemfundo kubandla lezaphu uDokotela Mildred Mkandla ukhuthaze abesifazana emhlabeni jikelele ukuba mabangalahlekelwa lithemba ngokunqotshwa kwaClinton kodwa abahlale phansi baphume lamasu azabanceda uma ekhona njalo omunye wesifazana ongabhekana lokubhekane loClinton ukuze okwenzakeleyo kungaphindi.
Imbali yabomama kupolitiki idilikile. Besilethemba ukuthi ihistory imbali yabomama kwezepolitiki izaqalisa sibone ngabantu beMelika. Besimkhangela umama lwana esilwa kwasitshengisela ukuthi omama bangalwa balamandla okulwa okuzwakalayo.
Unobhala jikelele webandla le-MDC unkosikazi Rita Ndlovu laye uveze ukudana kwakhe ngokunqotshwa kukaClinton ethi ubengakukhangelelanga njalo kube liphutha elenziwe ngabantu beMelika.
For me vele ngizubuhlungu kakhulu because I was supporting that woman njengomfazi ukuthi at least ilizwe like libuswe ngumuntu ongumama than indoda. And ungacabanga all those campaigns that is senziwa nguTrump, uTrump eqamba amanga amanye ayesabekayo, but abantu bevotele uTrump, mina hayi angijabulanga ngakho ngisho.
Unkosikazi Barbara Thanyanyiwa olilunga lebandla le-MDCT kunye lenhlanganiso yezisebenzi e-ZCTU yena uthi udaniswe kakhulu ngokunqoba kukamnumzana Donald Trump ngoba ekukhulumeni kwakhe ekhankasa kazange atshengise izibonelo zokuba yinkokheli eqotho.
Mina ngibuhlungu kakhulu ngokuwina kukaDonald Trump, bengikhangelele ukuthi uHillary Clinton uzanquba.
Abathe baxoxa lomsakazo weStudio 7 babike ukuba uTrump engabe esebenzise ubugwelegwele wanqoba ngoba ukutshengisela osokuqalile eMelika kukhombisa ukuba labantu abavumelani lempumela yokhetho. Kodwa abanye njalo omama bathi uClinton ubenganqoba kodwa amacala omkakhe uBill Clinton engabe ebangele ukuba ikhosikazi lakhe lidliwe njalo lokhu kuyisifundo kwabezombusazwe ukuba amacala akho ayalandela imuli. Iningi labantu kobulawayo belithumela imbono enkundleni zebulenjini ezibalisa oFacebook, oTwitter labo WhatsApp bekhombisa ukudana bethi uTrump ukhanya ezabusa ngocuku ngoba inkulumo zakhe ngesikhathi ekhankasa kazange ekhethe amabala njalo leminye imisebenzi yakhe ayivezi njengomuntu ongabusa abantu bethi bazayicela isivuthiwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Lingakhohlwa uhlelo leStudio 7 Live Talk ngoff past 8 kusiya ngo-9 ntambama kumagagasi awe 909 AM lawe shortwave 4930-6065 lagu 15460 kHz. Live Talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngokuphumeka ukhetho lokudinga umongameli omutsha weMelika lapho umnumzana Donald Trump angamangalise abantu abaningi emhlabeni jikelele ngokunqoba akwenze unkosikazi Hillary Clinton. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizo siphuma ngapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC. Singakangena esigabeni sethu esilandelayo, wathi sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ukunqoba kwakamnumzana Donald Trump ukhetho lukamongameli weMelika kwemukelwe ngemibono ehlukileyo ezwekazi le-Afrika. Wele Kenya khona lapho oyise kamongameli Barack Obama osechiya lesi sikhundla adabuka khona. Abaningi bebelethemba lokuthi umbuso kankosikazi Hillary Clinton uzabe uqhubekisela phambili okusungulwe ngo-Obama, kodwa besithi njalo eleMelika kalikalungeli umongameli wesifazane. Uthi-ke ele-Russia lamukele ngenjabulo ukunqoba kukaTrump kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika iningi leziphathamandla zikahulumende lozulu jikelele walelo lizwe, esithi engxenye umbuso wakhe ungathuthukisa ubudlelwane bamazwe womabili. Lo ngumsakazo weStudio 7 sisakaza siseWashington DC. Ngesizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kuningi osokuguqukile kwele Afghanistan lokhu eleMelika lathumela ibutho lalo uyancedisa ukukhipha umbuso wamaTaliban eminyakeni elishumi lanhlanu edluleyo. Kutsho unobhala obona ngobudlelwane beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba uSecretary of State John Kerry. Lokhu ukutsho emhlanganeni owenzele kwele Afghanistan ophathelane lezabantwana. Ethi kusukisela ngomnyaka 2001, isilinganiso sabantwana abathe balahlekelwa ngumphefumulo sehle ngesilinganiso samashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu ekhulwini 75%. Abantu sebesiba lempilo ende, usizo lokwelatshwa solutholakala lula. Ngo-2001 kwakulomsakazo owodwa nje zwi kahulumende kuphela, kodwa khathesi ilimisakazo isingamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu engayisiyo kahulumende eyabantu makhaza. Kwakungela omakhala ekhukhwini, kodwa khathesi kulezigidiphose ezingamashumi amabili 18 million zabantu asebele amakhala ekhukhwini. Laloba kunjalo, inqobela phambili yonke esibe khona uhulumende weAfghanistan lozulu lokhe besabhekane lenkinga zokulwiswa ngabesiTaliban. Lolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Ukunqoba kukamnumzana Donald Trump ekhethweni lukamongameli weMelika sekwemukelwe ngezandla zombili ngezinye izizalwane zeZimbabwe leSouth Africa, ikanti ke abanye bathi besabela ukuthi ingadala inhlupho emhlabeni jikelele. UBenedict Nhlapo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kweleSouth Africa.
I pledge to every citizen of our land that I will be president for all Americans, and this is so important to me.
Sekuyisikhathi ngiyathembisa zonke izizalwane zakweMelika ukuthi ngizakuba ngumongameli wabo bonke. Le yinto eqakathekileyo kakhulu kimi.
Langamazwi asechiye iningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe lingelamathe, kanti abanye bathi bethukile ngokunqoba kwamnumzana Trump ekhethweni lukamongameli. AbeZimbabwe laba bathi inkulumo zikamnumzana Trump ezitshengisa ukuthi akabathandi abakwamanye amazwe abahlala eMelika, njalo akanaki kangako abampofu okuyibo abaningi e-Afrika, yikho kwenza besabele ukusasa umhlaba. Abanye njalo bathi njengomuntu obesaziwa ngokukhuluma loba yini, akulaqiniso lokuthi nxa eselamandla okuba ngumongameli uzadlelana kuhle yini lamazwe amanye ikakhulu angavumelani leMelika kokuthile. Isifundisi seZimbabwe Arnold Tidawungwe ofunda eUniversity eJohannesburg uthi kuyingozi ukuba nomongameli onjengomnumzana Trump ebusa ilizwe elilamandla emhlabeni jikelele njengeMelika.
He's going to destroy us because he's a selfish guy. The only thinks about America. I think he's going to be bad.
Uzasiqeda sonke ngoba yena ucabangela iMelika kuphela. uza kuba ngumongameli omubi. Akucabange ukuthi uTrump nxa esilamandla okusebenzisa izikhali ze-nuclear uza kwenzani emhlabeni. Bekulokuthula phansi kombuso kamongameli Obama. Asazi ukozala nkomoni phansi kwakaTrump.
Loba kunjalo bakhona bathi uTrump nguye umongameli ofanele abuse iMelika. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Titus Ndlovu uthi ubevele sesabela ukuthi ukungezwana obese kukhona phakathi kweRussia leMelika phansi kobukhokheli bukamnumzana Barack Obama kungadala impi yomhlaba. Uthi ke njengoba uTrump nomongameli weRussia umnumzana Vladimir Putin kubonakala bezwana, uselethemba lokuthi lokufuthelana obese kukhona phakathi kwamazwe amabili kuzaphela.
Ngoba khona manje iRussia iya introduce le nuclear to Saturn 2. So Saturn 2 lwana ngokwethusela yona iAmerica ukuthi mabaqala izoshaya uSaturn 2. So ukuthi uTrump ngoba ethembisa ukuthi yena lono nalomfana uPutin bangabangani. So ke bangayistop i-third world war singabi nayo.
Kodwa ke indlela ayiphatha ngayo besifazane phambilini layo yenza abanye bethi bekungafanelanga abe ngumongameli. Ingcitshi zona zithi inkulumo zakhe zokuthi uza kwesula ezinye izivumelwano zokuthengiselana phakathi kweMelika lamanye amazwe kwenza kungabi leqiniso lokuthi ubudlelwano beMelika leZimbabwe buzahamba njani. Abanye njalo bathi mhlawumbe umnumzana Trump uzasiza ukubamba ngamandla uhulumende weZimbabwe ukuvikela lokuqinisekisa ukuthi amalungelo luntu ayahlonitshwa. Melestro 7 Johannesburg le South Africa ngingu Benedict Nhlapo.
Lokhe sikudaba lunye olwempumela yokhetho lokuthi ngomongameli weMelika izolo ebusuku umnumzana Donald Trump webandla lama Republicans wenze izimanga wachiya abaningi bebambe wangaphansi ngokunqoba akwenze unkosikazi Hillary Clinton obemele ibandla lama Democrats kukhetho lokuthi ngomongameli omutsha weMelika. Njengomuntu ongusomabhizimusi oke wasebenza lamankampani akwamanye amazwe, kambe uzathuthukisa ngayiphi indlela uTrump ayizamabhizimusi lezomnotho? UMichael Hove oweStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Donald Sibanda oyisizalwane seZimbabwe njalo ongusomabhizimusi ukuze sizwe ukuthi uTrump uma esehlezi esikhundleni sokuba ngumongameli uzoba lezinqumo bani ezingasiza ukuthuthukisa isimo somnotho waseZimbabwe.
Mina ngibona ngathi ilizwe leMelika seliyavuka emaqandeni ngoba iMelika all these past years ibingasa performing ngendlela okumele ibe performa ngakhona. Ibisiziphethe njenge-charity case and leyo nto yenze ivalue yemali yabo yehla. Manje umnumzana uDonald Trump njengomuntu oyibusinessman ngimbona engumuntu olungele leli lizwe ukuthi livuke. Kungabe kunamanye ama-issues about i-radical stance yakhe, but to be honest, ngibona kungcono ukuthi lelo lizwe lizovuka liye phezulu njengemfanelo.
Khuluma nezizalwane zaseMelika, ababekhona abantu abaningi ababecaphukile ngoba ngombono wabo, umnumzane Trump akanalo lwazi ukuze ahlanganise ilizwe laseMelika. Wena njengomuntu omsekelayo futhi ungumsomabhizimusi, ucabanga ukuthi uTrump uzoba nolwazi ukuze akwenze lokho na?
UTrump waba nolwazi ukuthi abe yibillionaire. So I'm sure ulwazi lokurana ilizwe uzoba nalo. Akusinto elula ukuthi abe kuleso simo akiso esomnotho. Kufana nje njengokurana nje ilizwe.
Kodwa ucabanga ukuthi labantu izalane zaseMelika bazomthemba na?
Bamthembile nanko bavotile. Inkinga yizi, laba abakhuluma kakhulu are not necessarily bona abavotayo. Abavotayo bathule bayayazi into abayifuna ayikhulunyelwa phansi.
Naye umnumzane Trump ungusomabhizimusi, angithi ushilo nawo wathi uTrump uyibusinessman. Ngombono wakho uzosebenzisa ilwazi lakhe kanjani ukuze iMelika liphume kuzikweleti?
Ngishilo nje ngathi iMelika inkinga ebe nayo kakhulu izat bese beyiphatha ungathi i-charity case. So kumele iMelika iqale ukubehavior njengebusiness ezihilizwe.
Lobe kungumnumzana Donald Sibanda usomabhizimusi oyisizalwane seZimbabwe esesihlala kwele South Africa lapho bekhuluma le Studio 7 se South Africa khona ngale lo Mike Hobe we Studio 7. Yes, siyakwamukela Gibbs Dube kuhlelo.
Yebo PJ, ungabunjani khona ngapha?
Hayi ngapha sikahle.
Yebo ngikholwa ngizange kulo mthindo sindo lapha kodwa uyangizwa ukuthi.
Ye hayi ngiyakuzwa kakuhle. Kuleminye nje imsindo engani yakhathaza but hayi ngiyakuzwa kakuhle. Eh ungasichazisela ukuthi selize laphuma elalamhlanje ilanga.
Ah. Ngasondzeke esifeni ngibonile twini abantu abaningi besika ku Trump Tower. Bekuthi abanye bechayizanda bechabuye ukuthi kumnumzana uDonald Trump ngabe unkosikazi ka Clinton. Kuzokuya ke kodwa ngale ke ku Clinton camp. Unkosikazi Clinton ukhulume sibili nenhliziyo engazani izothile esithulesi hayi baba Trump uwinile sibili siyawubongela njalo ufisa ukuthi basebenze ndawonye uthi nawe uzimisele ukuthi asebenze naye kwenze kuthuthukiswe-ke imelika sikhanye ngazani-ke sesikhuluma lezi zalwane zezimbabwe sorry ezemelika lapha zithi kulungile khonokho ukuthi basebenze ndawonye ngoba vele imelika inenjalo isebenza njalo
uke wahlangana na labe Zimbabwe abakhona ngapho kumbe abangalabo akade besekela unkosikazi Hillary Clinton ukuthi bona bathini?
Ye ngihlangane nabo lababili sibili ukuthi namhlanje ke abaningi bathe bangazani babambe kakhulu so izizongaphulisi bami njengalokhoazizolo kodwa bakhanya kakhulu labo akade besekela uClinton bahlulukelo sije kakhulu sibili bathi abakwazi impilo izahamba njani abanye babo abakabi lokuthi besalisike khonapho emelika ukuthi babeokuaso ngazane bathie abalaeo lokuthi bahamba njani kuzobuya-ke ubudlelwane bezimbabwe bemelika balethemba ukuthi engxenye unomzana uDonald Trump angasebenza azame ukuthi axakulule ingxabangqoza yena leyo ezikhona ezimbabwe bayakhala sibe ukuthi hhayi phela bafuna uncedo bebona ngazani-ke umnumzana uBarack Obama usebenze kakhulu bona njalo lokuthi-ke unkosikazi Hillary Clinton ulakho ukuthi beyasebenza futhi gadalala ukuthi kulungiswe khonokho okuhlupha-ke ezimbabwe.
Bona bathi bona abanye bangkhona bathi bona ubudlelwane lobu bungavuselelwa na phakathi kwezimbabwe le-Washington ngombuso kamnumzana
Trump. Ngathi ababili engikhulume labo ithemba labo beyakwazi lilapho-ke ngabe bona ngazani umnumzana uDonald Trump ujayele kakhulu-ke umnumzana Putin waseRussia so babona ngazani kungaba lokudlelwana sibili obungani bungaba mnandi so-ke hhayi sizazi ukuthi-ke kuyaphetha ngani-ke khonapo
akuzange kwenzakale umsindo
hhayi umsindo ngitho phije singako sijulile zizi
bahle bahlulukelwa bayazikhalela bayazikhalela izililo zabo
ngoba abantu bengazani banje ngwana bakwazi imisasa yabo imenjani pj
ye hhayi siyakubongela baba Dube
ye sibongela kakhulu pj so nzalo sengena kulaitok khona manje ngizongani sebemfonela-ke ku-skype so batshele ukuthi bamfonela usindi next 10 minutes
yebo ba siyabonga ye hhayi isikhathi sethu yiso esingasavumi ukubana siqhubekele phambili silokhu esisonke kuhlelo lethu lwalamhlanje othi kodwa singeke hlikani sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebesilazo ebezihamba phambili okhethwe ukuba ngumongameli welemelika kukhetho olwenziwe izolo umnumzana Donald Trump wethule amazwi akhe okwamukela ukunqoba kwakhe ethembisa ukusebenza lezi zalwane zonke ezaleli lizwe unkosikazi Hillary Clinton laye wamukele ukunqoba kukaTrump wathi uyamtshayela ihlombe silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngupraxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.